From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The British government is opening its airspace at this hour after reassessing the dangers of the Icelandic volcano's ash cloud. NPR's John Itzde reports from London.
Britain lagged other European countries in reopening its airspace. Around 14,000 flights took off from Europe on the first full day of recovery from the chaos caused by the volcano, including from airports in France, Germany, and the Netherlands. Britain had allowed only a handful of departures and arrivals at smaller airports in Scotland and northeast England. The lifting of restrictions will allow the world's busiest airport, Heathrow, to get back into action. But the giant carrier British Airways says that with hundreds of thousands of passengers still stranded and crews and planes out of place, it could take a week or more for the industry to get back to normal. John Itzde, NPR News, London.
A new forecast from the International Monetary Fund says a quicker-than-expected recovery of the global economy could mean far lower losses than anticipated, perhaps in the billions of dollars. The IMF, in its latest forecast in terms of global bank losses, is now anticipating they will total around $2.3 trillion. That's a huge number, but down $533 billion from a previous estimate in October. A key Senate panel has drafted new regulations on derivatives that will be added to financial regulatory overhaul bill. NPR's Audie Cornish has more.
Derivatives are privately traded securities that banks use to hedge against risk. Others, like airline companies, farmers, and manufacturers, use them to protect against price swings in production materials. That's why Senate Agriculture Committee Chair Blanche Lincoln of Arkansas helped draft new regulations for derivatives.
I think our bill is real reform. It will bring 100% transparency to our financial markets. It'll prevent future bailouts, and it will protect the folks on all of our main streets.
Lincoln's bill would require traders in these complex financial products to do business on regulated exchanges, similar to the way stocks are traded. The proposal calls for banks to spin off their derivatives business or risk losing their FDIC insurance. The committee is set to vote on the draft Wednesday. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
Investment bank Goldman Sachs, under the gun in connection with civil charges filed last week by the Securities and Exchange Commission, nonetheless managed to post pretty solid first quarter earnings. New York-based bank says for the 3 months ending in March, its profits nearly doubled to $3.3 billion. Meanwhile, reacting to last week's civil fraud charges, a top lawyer with the firm, Greg Palm, said during a conference call today, Goldman did not intend to hoodwink investors.
We would never intentionally mislead anyone, certainly not our clients or our counterparties. We have never condoned and would never condone inappropriate behavior by any of our people.
The higher-than-expected Goldman earnings boosted stocks. The Dow was up 25 points today, closing at 11,117. The Nasdaq was up 20 points. This is NPR. An incident in which NATO troops fired on a vehicle last night in Afghanistan is heightening tensions there. Officials say the incident in Kabul took place as troops opened fire on a vehicle that was approaching their convoy in eastern Afghanistan, killing four unarmed Afghans. NATO says two of those killed were later identified as known insurgents, but Afghan President Hamid Karzai says all those killed were civilians, including a 12-year-old boy. Deaf children who receive cochlear implants do better if they get the implants when they are very young. NPR's Joanne Silberner has that story.
Cochlear implants are small electronic devices placed in the ear that deliver sound directly to the brain. Researchers compared hearing-impaired children aged 6 months to 5 years who got the implants to children with no hearing loss. Children who got the implants before the age of 18 months scored much closer to normal on tests of speech comprehension than children who got the implants at later ages. So, where the children with no hearing loss met a speech comprehension milestone at the age of 27 months, kids who got implants reached the milestone at 30 months, but children who didn't receive the implants till after the age of 3 didn't reach the milestone for another 2 years. The study appears in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.
On the heels of the successful launch of its new iPad tablet computer, Apple now says its next version is scheduled to reach store shelves by month's end. While the current iPad can connect to the Internet via Wi-Fi, Apple says the updated version will be able to use cellular connections as well and sell for an additional $130. That would put the price of the least expensive model at $629. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.